Welcome to episode 26 of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast, the podcast that travels the nerdy world in search of geeky topic matter for your... It's probably not the best tagline to go with this episode, but it's definitely travel related, and we want to thank you for joining us on our journey this episode. I am your host, Tom.
I'm Rick.
I'm Brian.
And we are the Nerd Extravaganza podcast crew. That's it. Three of us. We're making it happen. And we have got an action-packed, wide-ranging episode for you today. And before we get to it, we will dive right into our traditional weekly geekly roundup. Why don't I throw it over to you, Sir Brian? What has been going on, man?
Well, the most relevant thing, I voted today. I'm all excited about that.
Oh.
I think it's very geeky to exercise your rights. I've been reading a lot. I don't mention reading as often as I should.
And the reading, I assume, has been nerdy sci-fi slash fantasy slash awesome stuff.
I did something I never do. I actually left a book somewhere and had to pick up another book to entertain myself while I had no access to that book. So I'm currently reading Robert Jordan fantasy, Dune sci-fi, and Rick's recommendation, Ready Player One.
Ah.
Which is like nostalgia geek sci-fi. So I'm kind of all over the place.
Okay. There's a story to your reading even. I mean, so it's like as you're reading, you're creating a narrative for your own personal story. That's great. Putting one book aside to pick up another. I like it.
Sadly, Robert Jordan is not working out and I just completely left it somewhere.
Honestly, I mean, some people should just stick to basketball, let's be honest. That was pretty bad. Even for me, that was awful. So, yeah, all right. If that concludes your roundup, I know you have a lot of topic meat that you'd like to get to, so why don't I pass the virtual mic on over to Rick. Ricky, what has been going on, man?
I, too, have been reading a lot of stuff this week, mostly Player One, Ready Player One, excuse me. Gaming, not so much this week. Spent my time picking up my new X-Wing Corset. That's, yes, for those who listen to the show, that's Corset number 2 for the Rickster. I just couldn't pass up. We have a local store here who's got them, the Corsets, so cheap that I could either buy extra dice for $9 or a complete new core set for $25 where I get 3 ships, new dice, and templates and everything else. So I went with another extra core set, and I've been spending a lot of extremely nerdy statistic mashing and putting together some lists to whip your guys' asses in some space-age dogfights. So we'll see how that goes. I also saw Wreck-It Ralph over the weekend,
Ooh. Which
I have been waiting and waiting and waiting, extremely impatiently, I might add, to see this movie for months. I think I first saw the poster back in February or March when I was at Disney Hollywood Studios for Star Wars weekend, so I think it was in March, and had no idea what it was, but I saw the poster, saw this big 8-bit thing over at the animation courtyard. Got home later that weekend, did my research. A little while later, saw the preview trailer, and I was absolutely blown away by this movie. It was anything and everything I had hoped for. No disappointment. I'm not going to give – it's too early. Like, it just came out this week, so I'm not going to give out any spoilers, which is very un-Rick-like, but that's how much I loved it.
Nice.
And then to wrap out my weekend, I hit up Tate's proper, not the gaming satellite, even though I did go to the satellite. And they were having a big Halloween sale a little later than usual, simply because we had hurricane threats during the Halloween weekend. So they moved the sale out, but it's a big parking lot sale. For those of you who know what we're talking about, you know it's how big of a deal it is. And for those of you who don't, it's a damn good big deal. They're doing on-the-spot t-shirt printing. They've got all kinds of like cosplay contests and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of comics and books and DVDs and CDs and toys and everything you can imagine on like super duper outside parking lot tent sale prices. So I picked up a couple of graphic novels of X-Men in the Excalibur series. So some nice Magneto Xavier action there. And then some other graphic novels, I think five to be exact, of Buddy Bradley. He's from a series of comic strips called, or comic shorts, I guess. I don't really know how to describe them. Stories from the Books of Hate. And it's by Peter Bagg or Bage. I could never remember how to say his name. But it's some pretty cool, like, subculture-y kind of off-the-wall comics. I don't know. A lot of cursing and swearing and black-and-white drawings and drug use and rock and roll and this, that, and the other thing. It's not your standard superhero comic fare by any means. But I picked up some missing books out of my collection of those. And that was about it. Movies, Star Wars, comics. Yeah. It was a good week.
What turned you on to those books? Are you just something you've always been into, or?
Yeah, just something I've always been into. Being a, you know, cartoonist myself, professionally and in my casual life before I became a professional. It just, the guy's got really good storylines. It's funny shit. Being in a band, it's stuff that I can relate to.
Cool.
I would like to thank you, Rick, for the image of you in a corset.
Me too.
I didn't quite understand you were talking about a corset at first.
You know what? Kimberly says the same thing.
I was thinking that the whole time. I was.
Yes, I picked up my new Star Wars corset. What I meant to say was my new X-Wing miniatures game corset.
That's corset.
When we do our episode about this game, I can't forget to mention how much I hate the name of this game. It doesn't really have a name. X-Wing Miniatures? It's not a game title. It's like a definition. I don't know.
Yeah, if Bully had a cool name like Edge of the Empire.
Right!
That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Just I think that was taken, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it was, but you know.
One wonders by whom. Yeah.
What about you, Tom? What you been up to?
Well, I bought a parasol to go with my corset. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. Boy, a whole bunch. I want to say that I also on my Nook e-reader device loaded up the Ready Player One and made several abortive attempts at starting it because things just kept distracting me. And
I am shocked and abhorred by that. I could not put it down once I started.
Well, to add to the interruption. My girlfriend, who is actually the one who takes credit for even turning me on to this book and then in turn me turning all you guys onto it, she read it last Saturday. Just
wow.
Sat down and read it and was done.
Flew through it. Wow. Well, you guys are I'm definitely jazzed to read it. I'm going to make it a definite point to read it now so we can kind of all experience it together, I think. So I will do that. I'll put that on my top of my agenda for this this coming week. I will say though that it was a big part of my Halloween. That having recently passed, every year for the entertainment of my wide-ranging Facebook audience on my personal page, I chronicle the carving and bringing to life of my pumpkin, my jack-o'-lantern. His name's Pumpy, and he had adventures this year, which involved him trying to steal my Nintendo 3DS. I won't get too into it. My only reason for really bringing it up is the fact that there is a scene, a photograph scene of him out, you know, ready to greet trick-or-treaters where he is reading my Nook. And the book that he is reading is, in fact, Ready Player One. So just want to put that out there. I don't know if it'll be visible in the photo to the many thousands of Facebook admirers. But, yeah, it made the cut. It made the cut. It made the pumpy cut. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. The pumpy cut. So Halloween aside, let me do a little gaming update. I finally beat the Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword game after a tremendous number of hours logged playing that game on the Nintendo Wii. Great game. Big sense of accomplishment finishing it, and it was great. It was good. I'm glad to be done with it. You know, it felt like I conquered something pretty massive. In addition, I beat Borderlands 2, not 3, but 2.
Still working on 3.
I really can't divulge. I mean, it'll mess up the whole space-time continuum if I tell you any more about 3. Of course, there's a second harder playthrough on Borderlands 2, and I'm going to wait till Brian gets the game, and I'm going to play that with him. I'm assuming he's getting the game. Actually, I know from having been in the future that he is going to get the game.
So. I may join you guys on that. Can I play through without... Can I, like, join you guys without having to finish it on my own? Because I can tell you right now, that ain't never going to happen.
Yeah, in fact, I played through the game primarily with a buddy of mine online. It's way more fun playing multiplayer, man. So, at least I think so. As long as somebody's not trying to rush you through all the quests.
And I could probably pick it up used now. And you know me, I love used games.
Yeah, the savings might not be super significant because it's kind of a newer game. But yeah, you surely can. So, yeah, Borderlands 2 wrapped that up. Started playing Epic Mickey on the Nintendo Wii because I'm kind of in a Disney mood after last week's breaking news about Disney and so on. That game is fantastic. I regret not having played it sooner.
I regret not having a Wii because I can't play it, but I am looking forward to the new one that's coming out, Part 2, which is going to be multi-platform released November 18th, so like 2 weeks from now. So that's good.
That's right.
Oh, is it November? They're releasing a previously Wii exclusive game on multiple platforms on the launch date of the Wii U?
Yes. but I will be playing that. Well, let me get to that next part of my update. I'll be playing that game on my Wii U, which I'll be getting on the November 18th. So that's why I'm kind of rushing to get through Epic Mickey, so I'm ready to jump right into the sequel. Also, there's another Epic Mickey title for the 3DS, which is sort of a take on the classic game Castle of Illusion. If anybody's interested in that, I'm just going to throw that out there, too.
Would I be wrong in saying I remember that from Sega Genesis?
You would be the opposite of wrong. You'd be correct. Yeah, because that game was amazing.
Yeah, I have that, actually.
Good. I want it. Give it to me. so, let's see. Also on gaming news, I picked up a game called Halo 4. Picked that up at Best Buy today. I was going to go last night. This is a tragic story. I was going to go last night to get the game with my friends at midnight, but I had to get up at like 5:30 this morning to go do my civic duty because here in Florida, there have been some horror stories about the difficulty people have been having with voting. So I couldn't do it. Got up, voted, was all proud of myself, only to find out that if I had gone with my friends at midnight to Best Buy to get the game, in addition to the, you know, in-game content that I got for pre-ordering, I would have gotten an inflatable Spartan helmet, you know, from the game. I would have gotten a cool, like, laser sword pen. I would have gotten a whole bunch of cool trinkets and gifts that they gave to, like, the first 10 people.
Whoa.
And I could have entered a Halo tournament right there in the store, of which I think there were only 7 people participating. And if I had won, I would have gotten the game for free.
Damn.
Yeah, so I missed all that just because I could vote for some stupid guy to be, I don't know, president or governor or whoever, whatever the king, whatever the guy is that runs the dumb country.
Damn you, civic duty. Damn you.
I know, like, civic duty totally ruined that for me, so, you know, that happened. Blech. But started playing Halo 4, and that game's fun as hell, so, because it's Halo, and I like it. I think that pretty much wraps up my gaming update. And, you know, going to have a lot more coming your way because this is going to be a very busy gaming month for Tom, in addition to other things we got going on. Apart from that, I think that's... saw the Wreck-It Ralph. I can't give that game... Or that game.
I kept calling it a game.
It is kind of like a game. I can't give that movie a strong enough endorsement. It's awesome. Man, is it awesome. And especially coming on the heels of all my like newfound super Disney enthusiasm, I am loving it. Loving that movie. So recommend it. Recommend the hell out of it. That, I'm sure I've done a bunch more stuff, but that more or less concludes my weekly roundup because I don't want to drag on anymore. We have got a long way to travel in our show topic tonight, and I don't want to take up any more time with this mundane update. And now to our reporter in the field, Brian, with breaking news on the state of the comic industry in the city of Philadelphia.
There was actually breaking news while I was there, amazingly enough. One of the tragedies of Sandy was there was not a new comic to be had in the entire city.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It was pretty pretty interesting to see that. And probably not many people are talking about it in the wake of all the other tragedies, but purely as an observer, it was kind of a bummer. Yeah, I just decided when I was a kid, there was this book I read in school about walkabout. I guess it's a rite of passage for the Aboriginal Australians or something, where they just get kicked out of a village and have to go find something interesting to do until they become a man. So I went on my walkabout last week. I took a couple of days off work, flew to Philadelphia, Google mapped comics and books in the middle of the city, and hit pretty much every stop I could find.
That is cool. I mean, now you're a man. You sound like a man now.
I was hoping it would come across. I look a lot different. I've got the scruffy beard now, and I'm shaping it up, you know, for birds to live in. But
yeah, and I bet girls kind of have a new appeal they didn't have before, huh? That's weird when that happens.
Yeah, that not yet, no.
I don't know if it was your walkabout or just Philly in general, because I remember when I was there one time on tour, I grew chest hair just while I was there. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never been there. I can't wait to go and see what changes it brings about in me. But back to your update, Brian. Sorry, back to your walkabout.
Yeah, actually, that was it. I walked around town examining comics stores mostly. I really liked some of the local fare. There was a couple of really cool stores. There was a store you absolutely would have adored, Tom, Atomic City Comics.
Ooh, just the name.
Fourth or fifth stop on the tour. I opened the door, I walked in, and I was immediately greeted with a Japanese cabinet of the Sailor Moon cooperative fighting game.
Wow.
As soon as I overcame my astonishment from that, I looked around. There was a six-player X-Men, a Spider-Man. It was a Street Fighter in the back. I think the guy saw me gawking. He stopped to talk to me for a few minutes. They apparently have a Dungeons & Dragons Shadows of Maestra.
No way.
They just didn't have out. Very killer place.
That sounds great. What's the name again, if I may?
Atomic City Comics.
That'll definitely make the show links, I suspect. That sounds cool, man.
Big fan of cameras, tons of pictures to put up. Taking a picture of a video game, not so easy, so those pictures kind of suck. Sorry, in advance.
I've been to Atomic City Comics.
What?
Yeah, I've been there, and I do have to say, the place is pretty badass.
I feel excluded.
I no longer feel like an explorer. I feel like a follower now. Thanks, Rick.
Well, surely you've been, in addition to that awesome place, you visited places that Rick hasn't.
Yeah, I think that was the only comic shop that I got to go to in my short time there.
Speaking of following in Rick's footsteps, this isn't a comic book store. I found a truly awesome music store. Ever heard of Dancing Ferret Music?
Yes. Isn't it Digital Ferret?
Sorry. Digital Ferret Music?
Yeah, when we played in Philly, which was the time I went to Atomic City, we did a autograph CD signing there, pre-show type of thing.
I remember you.
Really?
I was very excited to find one of your CDs, and I was like, dude, I know this guy. Can I take a picture? And they're like, oh, yeah, which one? I was like, I know Rick.
Very cool.
That is cool.
So, sorry, Digital Ferret Music.
Badass music store, right? Place.
I loved it. Coolest record, CD, music, whatever you want to call it, store I have ever been in.
Yeah, it's really small, not necessarily a hole in the wall. If anybody local South Florida remembers Uncle Sam Records and Tapes, it's really similar to that. Sadly, probably a lot better. They had an amazing selection. I lost money in Philly because of some of the cool clothing stores, the comic stores, and Digital Ferret. I think I spent $75 of day pay just there. I bought a bunch of awesome live Gary Numan double CDs that I wasn't able to find anywhere else. I mean, I could find them online, but who the hell wants to do that? I could get them right there. So, yeah, it was very cool. Awesome people at that store. Awesome selection. If you're into alternative music in any stretch of the word, you'll find what you want there. That place is badass.
Being big into local fare, they were kind enough to recommend a band whose name I don't remember. Dreamscape, Dream City, Dreamside. I'm looking very much forward to listening to that.
Cool.
Been working since I got back, so I haven't had a chance to read everything and listen to everything.
I like this, man. I'm reliving this through Brian's walkabout. This is awesome.
That was my hope.
This is not Brian following in your footsteps, Rick, so much as his walkabout taking place in your memories. This is like magical. You guys have a connection.
I may have to cut this unless you've seen it. Did you see that killer? It should have been on the stretch of road that you were walking down that had the comic book store on it. The opposite side of the street, I believe. And it was a building that was painted with like a big zipper coming down it, and there was giant metal ants all over it.
Oh, you know what? That is gone. People were actually talking
about it. No! I have a picture of it. That thing was badass. It actually used to be like a really cool like fetish factory. Fetish Factory is our local club fetish.
That was
ball type of
Passionale or something like that, or
I can't remember the name of it, but that place, they moved from that location to another location that was over by Digital Ferret, I believe. A lot smaller, but very cool fetish gear and goth gear and club gear and whatever, however you want to describe it. A lot of leather, latex, whips, chains, whatnot. But that's what their store was. And they had, I guess, right when I was visiting, they had just moved from there. I'm going to have to look that up and figure out what the name of it was. That store was really cool, and the people were super, super nice.
Yeah, I was just talking about, like, awesome experiences and kind of, like, subcultures, and someone mentioned the zipper building.
Yep.
I'm sorry to have missed it.
I'll find my picture, and I'll push it up in the show notes. The place is badass.
Sounds like a pity that place went under. It sounded like it was kind of cool, kind of iconic.
I think it just changed. I don't think it's actually gone, but the building is gone.
Yeah, the location, yeah. Too bad. But cool, you guys connected on yet another item.
And that's a good segue. Speaking of subcultures, just an anomaly, something I could not find anywhere. There is no miniature gaming in all of Philadelphia.
Sweet!
What?
Really?
The stores in the city kept telling me, oh, space is such a premium, we just don't have room for it, even though they had tables for other games. And I don't know how to reconcile this. I would go to a used bookstore, and a used bookstore would have shelves along the walls full of books, and 20 feet of just space in between the shelves, tons and tons and tons of space that you could have easily have played a game in. So I don't really know what to make of that.
Did you see any miniatures and stuff like that for sale when you were there?
I looked. I had to go. Brave New Worlds has two locations. One's actually in Philadelphia and one's in Willow Grove, I think. And I asked the guy in Philadelphia, and he said, no, we don't do that here. Go to Willow Grove. They do gaming every single night. So I went out there, and they had Warhammer 40K figures and, like, two Malifaux figures. And that was it.
Huh.
Not a single War Machine in sight.
Now, at these other places that you were at, did they have – that didn't have miniature gaming, did they have cards, you know, like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic, or they didn't have space for that either?
Not really a lot of gaming space. One or two places had tables. It looked like for board games were really big.
Because I remember when I was passing through there, the shops that we stopped at, there was a lot of click stuff. Like, I still saw click stuff on the shelves, you know, like Hero Clicks and whatnot. So that's why I was wondering.
Any of that. Rick will appreciate this. What I did find was I actually found HeroScape product in a store.
Really?
Yep.
New?
Yeah, well,
yeah, okay. Well, I was new-ish.
Sure. Did you buy it?
Sealed. No, I didn't.
Wait, what was it?
It was a pretty generic, one of the later Icy-themed packs. So it was like a Storm Giant and a dog or something like that.
Okay.
It had been kind of picked over, but I was just amazed to see it anywhere.
That's pretty damn cool.
That was pretty damn cool. So yeah, some board games, comparatively lots of Magic the Gathering, but absolutely no miniatures.
Huh. What was the name of this second two-store chain you mentioned, Brian?
Brave New Worlds.
Very cool name. Very cool name.
Very cool logo. I'll have to post a picture. I dig their signage.
They have cool named things up there. Not that Tate's doesn't have an amazing name. Just gonna put that out there.
I was gonna save this for pictures on Facebook, but I'll tell the story since you brought it up. I was walking down the street and I knew it wasn't, but it sure as hell looked like it. There was a huge sign that just said Tate's.
Really?
So I actually kind of hurried right along and checked it out. It was Tate's Menswear.
Oh, lame.
Never been so let down in all my life.
They sell like 8-bit ties and shit.
No, it was all formal wear. Very disappointing. Just felt like they shouldn't be allowed to use that name.
Especially because it kind of ruins the whole... It kind of ruins the flow we were going with here. We were trying to draw because of parallels and tie-ins. You have to maybe get them closed down.
Well, it is kind of a tie-in.
Oh, ho, ho, zing! I was not expecting that one, Brian.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, this is hurting.
Let's see, what else? I thought it was very topical. Every used bookstore I went into just had stacks and stacks of all the wondrous Star Wars novels that you're missing out on, Tom. I really wanted to rub your nose in that.
I see. Well, you know, I don't want to invest too heavily in throwaway novels when the canon is going to be rewritten to accommodate these new movies. So, no, that sounded more dickish than I meant it to.
kind of one really... up in me there, all right.
What's that?
You are kind of one up in me there. I was just trying to get you to read.
No, I, you know, the thing is, I really would hate to... The last thing I need is something else to nerd rage about, and if I get into those books and I love them, as I suspect I will, and then they kind of crap on them with the new movies, I will be an unhappy Tom. So I might play it by ear and see where they're going with the new Star Wars movies before I dig in. But I do appreciate you thinking of me while you were out in the field.
Not a problem.
The asteroid field.
Let's see, where else? I went to, very cool name, a little hard to Google, Fat Jack's Comic Crypt.
What a name! Holy, these names are insane!
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's C-O-M-I-C-R-Y-P-T, not Comic Crypt. It's a Comic Crypt. I like that.
Comic Crypt, huh.
Very cool store. Actually, a lot of back issues. I kind of like that. Some of it was missing in some of the other places. Also a nice little indie section. Picked up some poetry books there that are hopefully not available elsewhere. I'll feel a little cheated if you can get those on eBay.
eBay doesn't have a cool name like that one.
Does not have a cool sign either. They promised that 100% of the proceeds would go straight to the purchase of alcohol.
That's cool. That way when you get a shot, you don't get infected. That's good. That's a good purchase.
Very, very big concern, infections for comic book artists.
By the way, my comedy falling so flat is a result of my fatigue getting up so early to vote. So I just want to put that out there for the audience. My civic duty came first.
We suffer for our listener.
Yeah, our listener. we'll hopefully bear with us. You know, I'll be in better form next week. What else, Brian? Come on, I know. Throw another crazy name our way.
Those were kind of the exciting names. The next best name I have is not a used bookstore, but a neat little independent bookstore called Big Blue Marvel Books.
Come on, that's great.
Neat little place. I wasn't even going to buy this, but I just had to support the place. They had Ready Player One on the shelf.
No way.
I feel that speaks very highly of them.
Wow. I don't know
if it really does, but that's my feeling on it.
Did you say you picked that up, Ryan, or were you just kind of... Like...
I did. I wanted to support the store, and I really love the book, so I figured I'd just have it. I'm still not clicking with the Nook thing. It's not right.
Okay, well, here's a bit of information. Ready Player One is a science fiction novel by Ernest Cline. The book was published by Random House on August 16th, 2011. Thought okay. It was way older than that. The audiobook is narrated by Will Wheaton.
Oh, man, I'm totally not going to even bother reading anymore.
Do we want to get back to South Street? That's the big main street you're on, right?
You know, I actually took, I think, Cheshire, Chestnut, something like that. I just wanted to avoid the crowds. I really wanted to do it, like, finding my way. So I kind of moved off that. Broad Street and South Street and I think Market Street were just incredibly crowded. And they were the ones with all of the Macy's, the Targets, all that kind of stuff. I actually wanted to get, like, into a foreign city as much as possible.
Another little tidbit about this that Zipper place, the Zipper building. The name of the store was Zipperhead, moved to South 4th Street now, and it's called Crash Bang Boom, and that's the store that I was at. And for those who are interested, the Dead Milkmen song that came out in 1988, Punk Rock Girl, makes reference to Zipperhead, as well as the Philly Pizza Company. Both, which are located on South Street.
Just as we make reference to Philadelphia in this podcast, so too did that band make reference to Philadelphia. We are in good company.
This isn't very geeky, but I'll mention it because it was fucking awesome. Did you happen to see Armed and Dangerous while you were there?
No.
They actually had a huge sign out front, don't take pictures, so I don't have any information there. I'll have to find the link. The coolest... jewelry accessory store I've ever seen. Awesome place.
Awesome.
It made me wish I wore jewelry.
Were there any super good pickups that you got there?
I got a bunch of stuff. Nothing incredibly rare. Just some good things that appealed to me at each place. I picked up, as I said with the music, I picked up as much indie stuff as possible. The one poetry book, I believe, was the actual manager's poetry, the guy who ran the comic book store,
did his book.
Another one I picked up was Ultimate Kate or Die. That was a little indie comic that Brave New Worlds had. Looked really cool, kind of like the cover. So I picked that up. A lot of steampunk stuff. I thought that was cool.
That you saw or that you picked up?
No, I picked up. And just some missing spots. I picked up a couple of issues of Rachel Rising that I didn't have. And I completed, this isn't rare at all, but Irresistible 4 came out while I was up there. Well, apparently before I got up there because they actually had it. So
awesome, man. Sounds like you had a good trip.
The only thing that I wish I had done that I didn't find about out until it was too late. You can take a Segway tour of Philadelphia.
Cool. That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
I found out about that while waiting on my train to return home.
Well, thanks. I want to thank you too, Brian, thanks for taking me back there, though I've never been there. And I want to also thank you for giving me a way to one-up you. When I go up there, I'll be taking the Segway tour.
So yeah.
I'll really experience the city. One more thing, though. I will not be denied my rating. Now, you can't use the term geeky, which has some sort of a meaning, but you can rate Philadelphia on a scale that has no meaning. You can give it a Ganza score. How many Ganzas would you give Philadelphia, since Ganza means absolutely nothing? Yeah, the only point of reference you get is that South Beach gets zero Ganzas.
Right.
Take it from there. I don't know how high.
Oh, wait, I'm going to have to give it half a Ganza because that Hot Topic does carry my band's CDs and T-shirts, so I have to give it at least half a Ganza.
All right, so South Beach gets half a Ganza. You're ruling on Philly, sir.
I am going to have to give Philly 8 Ganzas. It's way above average. I would definitely recommend going back. I'm looking forward to going back. There's one or two places I'd like to see first before I go back, but it was an awesome little place.
That I will not give it a rating. I will give it a greater than half a Ganza because it's not South Beach.
You give it an I because you have to experience it at some point in the future.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to eat. I'm going to go there and I'm going to be told how to order a cheesesteak. That's my goal. I'm going to go on my Segway.
It's a cool place, man. Like, it gives you that. As far as the interest that we share in this show, I had no problems with finding spots to satisfy those urges, to scratch those itches, so to speak.
That concludes our first ever report from the field. Whether or not this will return as a regular segment, that's yet to be determined, but I like to think it will. I give it a 9 Ganza chance of coming back as a regular segment in the future.
Doing so gets my vote.
Then I do believe Rick will be bankrolling the air travel. So, yeah, I'll be taking a trip to Europe. See about how many Ganzas we can rate Europe. I hear it's nice.
Awesome. And before we close out the show, just want to apologize. We're kind of doing this off the cuff, and if we missed some of the names and this, that, and the other thing in our descriptions, at points we're a little bit vague. We'll definitely include everything in the show notes to get all those cool shops and stores links and Facebook pages and everything all set up in the show notes so you guys can click away and relive Brian's walkabout adventure.
You're apologizing for my dancing ferret, aren't you?
No, and my can't remember Crash Boom Bang or Zipperhead. There's a giant friggin' zipper on the store. Come on, Rick. Fucking retard. And on that note, Tommy, take us out.
All right, don't mind if I do. I want to thank all you guys once again, all in our vast audience, for joining us on our latest foray into the geeky wilderness that is America and the world. Basically, just want to remind you all that if you liked what you heard, or you want to hear more, or basically just want to curry favor with us, who doesn't? I want you to swing on over to the iTunes and listen to our show, love our show, and rate that sucker like 20 stars or 800 Ganzas, whichever comes first.
And if you don't like the iTunes, you can head on over to www.nerdstravaganza.com, where you can also download the show, subscribe to the show. You could leave us some comments. Maybe send us an email at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
You bastards always forget the Facebook. Interact with us on Facebook. Check out the pictures on Facebook. Tell us what you want to hear about on Facebook.
Pages and group all located in the show notes. Brought to you by the one, the only, the Nerdstravaganza.
And with that, we're done.
And with that, we are done. We bid you adieu. Good night, Philly.
Good night, Fresh Prince. Is he from there? No, he's from Bel Air. Wait, didn't
no, he was
Philly?
From there, but
he went to Bel Air. He was from Philadelphia, born and raised.
Are you in West Philadelphia? Did you get did Tufts like rough you up on the playground?
Basketball court. And then his auntie and uncle sent him to Bel Air.
I avoided the basketball court.
Okay, next trip, Bel Air. The next report from the field is definitely Bel Air, and you'll whistle for a cab to get there. It'll be fun.
Yo, home, smell you later.